Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 304, the stanzas 1 through 4. Oh, give the Lord wholehearted praise. To him thanksgiving I will bring. With all his people I will raise my voice and of his glory sing. And what follows? Psalter 304, the first 4 stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the book of Deuteronomy, and there of the 8th chapter. Deuteronomy 8. All the commandments which I command thee this day, shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep thy commandments of the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou wast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou wast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do it all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish, as the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. We announce to the congregation that Reverend H. DeLeo of Franklin Lakes has accepted the call to the congregation of Brant County. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, most holy, ever faithful, ever good doing God, then it is in the way of thy merciful providence that in the last evening of this year, which has nearly run its course, that we may come up to thy house and hear what thou hast to say unto us. Then we are still monuments of thy patience and of thy long suffering. Then every morning by renewal in the year that has nearly run its course, then we had reasons to say with the prophet of the old, that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, we humbly ask thee, that in this evening hour, that thou may dwell richly amongst us. Leave none untouched, none cold, none without impression, because surely, when we come to the end of another year, which has quickly run its course, then what a preaching it is unto us and our children that everything comes to an end, and that we have all come one year closer to that final meeting with our Maker, and to that end, the necessity of the prayer of the psalmist, Lord, make me to know mine end, that I may know how frail we are. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, Lord. By nature, then we are not wise. Then we live for the things of time and sense. Then we dwell upon this earth as if this is our eternity, our natural, our natural hearts. They have become so carnal and vain. Lord, we humbly beg thee that in this evening hour that we may receive a soft heart from thee, even by thy common goodness, but above all, by the saving administration of thy Holy Spirit. Then in the midst of trials, there are mourning families in our midst. Then how good thou hast been unto us and our children, where thou hast placed us under thy kind care and under thy good protection. Then thou hast watched over us in the daytime and in the night watches. Thou hast graciously watched over us in the home, on the way, where there are many that are on the road daily. Thou hast watched over us on the farm, in the field, at work, wherever we were called to be. Lord, may it please thee to grant a profound impression of thy mercies and of thy goodness, where in the past year then thou was granted unto young couples that they were bound together in holy matrimony, and for them the first old year's eve as husband and wife. Thou wast blessed fathers and mothers with the birth of children. Thou wast granted unto different ones that he may commemorate special milestones, that they may be given to erect an Ebenezer. Then thou wast provided for us, thou wast given food and drink, and thou granted a home to dwell in. Ah, Lord, then also in the past year, then thou wast made a great difference with us and our children, where there is no difference. Then thou wast granted in the past year that thy word may be read, that it may be proclaimed. And thou wast said in thy word that it shall not return void unto thee. And then on such a special moment, then we are called upon, and then we do well that we carefully and closely examine our hearts in the light of thy holy word, how it has been under the means of grace. Ah, Lord, may in this evening hour, may there have come up people that are troubled, of people that have tried to beg of thee, that in the last service of this year, that thy word may be richly blessed for the conversion of young and old, our boys and girls, our youth, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. Oh, may there have been souls that may be given to believe that thou hast become too strong for them. May there be those souls that may be given to reflect upon the past year, oh, upon times that there were ills indeed, when they were given by thy Spirit to drink out of that fountain, given to testify that their cup runneth over. Further led in the mysteries of salvation, further led in the precious work of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the way to the Father, by the leading and work of the Holy Spirit. Lord, impress it upon all of our hearts the shortness of time, the seriousness of the time, and the certainty of death, of judgment, and of eternity. As this year draweth to a close, so the end of our life shall also come. And it is written in thy holy word, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Lord, may it please thee to grant a little bewilderment, an impression of our manifold sins. Oh, that our prayers, that they were so prayerless, and our thanksgiving, it was so thankless, oftentimes to be given to speak with our tongue, without our heart, a so little deep impression of the exceeding sinfulness of sin. And were that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance when it is so missed. Oh, the abusing of thy gifts, and so quick a complaining when thou hast withheld a few of them. Oh, Lord, so little grieving about the low estate of Zion, not more fervent exercises concerning the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. So little lamenting about the God dishonoring sin of unbelief, so quickly discouraged and even given to despair, looking at the circumstances and not looking unto thee, O Lord. Then we need the pardoning of our sins. Then we do well to examine whether all the sins of this past year, whether they are still on our account, or whether they have been taken over, pardoned, through the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thou knowest how that each and every one has spent this day, where our thoughts have been, and how we have come up to thy house, how many petitions have been sent up unto thee, that in the last evening, that thou may manifest thyself as a wonder-doing God, to grant those special tokens of thy favor. How could it be for the conversion of sinners for souls, where it is not well, because, O Lord, when we are still traveling on that broad way to destruction, under thy wrath, then it is not well. But, O Almighty God, Wilt thou stretch out thy arm, that sinners may be saved, and then it shall be well. Lord, grant then a humble and a thankful heart to acknowledge thee for thy help hitherto, but in this evening it is another time, it is a new time. We humbly beg of thee that thou may grant thy help, that our help may truly be in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Lord, empty places have come in the midst of the family circles. It has pleased thee to take two of our members, two husbands and fathers. They have reached the age of the strong, but they were ushered into eternity. And other family members, different places, are no more. So we commend those two widows unto thee. Word is the first old year's eve that they spend as a widow. Oh, wilt thou uphold them? We commend unto thee all widowers, all widows, orphans, those that have brought children and dear ones to the cemetery. Wilt thou remember and uphold in this evening hour? Lord, we commend unto thee all the elderly ones, where thou hast spared them for another year. The young can die, but the old must die. We remember the sick and afflicted, different ones where thou hast put thy hand between them and death, different ones in the hospital, underwent surgery, different circumstances. They were privileged to return to their dwellings and to their loved ones. Remember the crosses and the burdens. Lord, we commend unto thee one of thy servants who has accepted a call to a congregation. We commend the congregation unto thee who shall become vacant, the congregation whom thou hast gladdened. Wilt thou go before thy servant as the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire? We commend unto thee thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Lord, we humbly ask thee, dwell richly amongst us. Oh, do go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, and those that are listening along, sickness, other reasons, the little ones, ah, do grant them also a blessing. May it be experienced, thy special favor, thy special presence. Ah, come down with thy spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood. And may the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our transgressions, also of this past year and of this day,
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Psalter 245, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever thou hast formed the earth from everlasting, thou art God to everlasting, our abode, and what follows. And this evening hour there shall be one collection for the cemetery. Psalter 245, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. Thank you. again this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Deuteronomy 8, the verses 2 and 3. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and feed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Our text words speak of the Lord's exhortation for Israel to remember, with four thoughts. In the first place, the solemn time. Secondly, the wonderful blessings. Thirdly, the experienced trials. And fourthly, the one thing needful. The Lord's exhortation for Israel to remember. The solemn time, the wonderful blessings, the experienced trials, and the one thing needful. Thus first, the solemn time. Beloved congregation, when the Lord grants it unto us and our children, then unless, then 4.5 hours, then the year of our Lord, 2022, shall us come to an end. Then also in this year, then the Lord has made a difference, yea, a great difference, with us and our children. Two amongst us, different relatives, great multitudes upon the face of the earth. They have begun the year with us, and now they are in eternity, and their lot is forever cast. And young and old may ask you, boys and girls, young people, older ones, how has it been in this day? How has it been with our thoughts? Have extra prayers be sent to heaven? Were we given to examine our hearts? Where our journey is to? Because they read in Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14 of two ways, two destinations, and two peoples. And how is it now with our soul? Has that been our examination? Has that been our concern? Oh, are there a few in our midst? Are there some who may be given to believe that the Lord has become too strong? Are there souls who haven't been given to experience in special ways the loving kindness of the Lord? Oh, to be a sheep, even a little lamb of that good and great shepherd, to be picked up, to be spoken comfortably to receive the fear not, and to be led further into the mysteries of salvation. Then surely, young and old, when on such a moment, may the Lord grant that soft heart, by the first time and by renewal, a solemn impression that the year has nearly run its course in our text word. Then the children of Israel, they have come to the plains of Moab. In Deuteronomy 1 verse 3, the 11th month, the first day. And in Joshua 4 verse 19, we read of the 10th day of the first month of the 40 years, so that means that in 40 days, then they hope to come into the promised land. And then Moses in the plains of Moab, then he has addressed that people. And then in our text words we read, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee. Thus nearly at the end of the wilderness journey, in that wilderness journey, then those above 20 years when they were in Kadesh Barnea on account of their unbelief, they would not be enabled to enter the promised land. What if funerals there were at each encampment? Moses, the man of God, he is written of death in Psalm 90, and what a necessary prayer, Lord. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. What a precious thing that our time is. When we think of our time, young and old, then we only get to use our time once. The Lord has given another year where he is gathering his church. And then in the second place, then the Lord grants this time for a special purpose. There may be time the earth may still stand, because the church must and shall be gathered. Thus the purpose of our time, what is that, boys and girls? That we may be given to receive a new heart that loves the Lord, hates sin, A heart that fears the Lord. A heart that needs to be washed in the precious blood of the dear Son of God. Then how necessary, I read in Ephesians 5 verse 16, redeeming the time, for the times are evil, young and old. How have we used our time and our daily life that requires much time, requires much effort, but have we been given to use this time to diligently seek the Lord? Of our time, also of the year that has nearly run its course, we must give an account. Have we thought about it? Have we considered it? On the last day of this year, how it is with our sins? Are they still on our account? The great and manifold sins, or have they been washed in the precious blood of the Son of God? In the plains of Moab, we read of a census in Numbers 1 at Mount Sinai. All the males over 20 years, a little over 600,000. In Numbers 26, when they have come close to the promised land, then another census was taken, still a little over 600,000. But there were 1,820 souls less. Thus in the wilderness, then many in special ways have went away of all flesh on account of special sins, on account of murmuring, and above all, on account of their unbelief. Then we read in Deuteronomy 2, verse 13, when they have come to Zered, when they have come close to Moab, that at that place it is specified, written, that all over 20, that they have went away of all flesh. It was a solemn time for the children of Israel, with so many deaths ready to enter the promised land. What a solemn time it is, when we may come nearly to the end of another year, all young and old. It preaches to us that everything upon this earth, that it comes to an end. We have no continuing city. The most important is, how is it with our soul? Has it been a profitable year for our soul? And now we read in our text, and thou shalt remember all the way. Then our text words, that speaks of three special matters, speaks of the word, speaks of blessings, and speaks of afflictions, then we do well in this evening hour to reflect upon the year that nearly lies behind us. And then the Lord has stressed, which the Lord, thy God, a separated people, a privileged people, above all the peoples upon the face of the earth, because the oracles of God were entrusted unto them, thou shalt remember all the way. Much has transpired on our way. For the one family circle more than another, but to remember all the way. When we read those words, all the way, then we must also ask, which way? On which path are we traveling? Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, when you have to confess in this evening hour, still unconverted, still walking on that broad way, under the blessings, under the afflictions, how may you be given to sigh that before 'tis so needful, there is not one amongst us that has the assurance that we shall be in the land of the living when the clock strikes 12. And to that end, may the prayers be multiplied. Oh, there is one thing needful, our second thought, the wonderful blessings in the book of Deuteronomy. Then we find that word remember 13 times, and 2 times in our chapter, namely the verses 2 and 18. We read the word forget 9 times. We find it 3 times in our chapter, namely the verses 11, 14, and 19. Then the Lord exhorts that people that they may be given to remember the manifold blessings which the Lord so liberally, so richly, and so undeservedly has showered upon them, and that for a sinful people, for a murmuring people, so necessary, on the last evening of this year, that we may have profound impressions of our sins, the exceeding sinfulness of sin committed against such a just and a good-doing God. And then concerning the children of Israel, they have received special and manifold blessings. Then we read that the Lord has led them. The Lord has given the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. That may be a light, that may be a guide, and that may be a shield for the children of Israel. Then the Lord has given that manna from heaven that they were fed for 40 years. The Lord has delivered them out of Egypt. We can draw many lines, boys and girls. Has there now been one time that you had to go hungry to bed? Many children in this past year that have died because of starvation. The Lord granteth us such an abundance. They were delivered from Egypt. Many have been in hospitals, but they were given to return. Then we read of the children of Israel in Exodus 17 that the Amalekites have attacked them, but the Lord has delivered them. Country of Ukraine, since February 24, there has been war. Cannot even imagine what a mourning and what a suffering. What a blessings that the Lord grants. They have received water out of the rock. In Exodus 17, they were bitten by the serpent, but the Lord has given a remedy. Then the Lord has been kind and gracious to his people. And now the purpose we read, and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Congregation, how is it in this evening hour? Must all confess that the Lord has not dealt according to our manifold and great sins? Where have all the blessings brought us? Have there been times in the past year that we indeed have received a humble heart with a vehement desire that the Lord may be praised with us? Where have the blessings, where has the goodness of the Lord brought us? Has it become in our life, Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance? Have the blessings of the Lord brought us closer to God's word? Because this chapter begins, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply. The blessings of the Lord, they have been manifold. Our third thought, the experienced trials, because we read in our text that people may be humbled. 'Tis the second time in the scriptures that we read that phrase, to humble. The first time, that is with Pharaoh in Exodus 10 verse 2, after hail and fire, Then it was spoken to Pharaoh, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself after the hailstorm? We have spoken about the hailstorm in Egypt, that it was Egypt where the hail has come upon Pharaoh, still made a certain impression. How was it with us, with all the blessings before July 18, many crops looked so lushy, so verdant, so beautiful. How was it with those blessings? Was there an ending in the Lord? Was there a softness of the heart, as we read in Job 23, verse 16, "For God maketh my heart soft." We read in this chapter concerning the blessings, "And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hands have gotten me this wealth." What a pride. To that end, in the wilderness, the midst of the children of Israel, the Lord has also sent many a trial, many times upon their complaining and upon their murmuring, that the Lord has sent the plague. The Lord has also sent many a trial amongst us and our children. Shall not multiply it out as different family circles, different individuals, and when in our family circles there have not come great trials, then we have reasons to become very small. In our text word, it is that people may be humbled, that the children of Israel would be given to see that every good gift, every perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of a turning. The Lord has sent trials that people may be proven, that they may be tested, whether there would be that submission, that bowing. The Lord has sent trials and afflictions that they may be sanctified. The Lord has sent both blessings and trials to prove that people, whether they would keep his commandments or not. Many a times when the blessings do not bring a people on the right place, when they are not humbled, when there is no repentance, then the Lord cometh with trials. The same we read of Absalom, that he has sent a messenger to Joab because he had a special request. But then Joab did not come. And then Absalom, then he has sent that messenger the second time, requesting Job to come concerning a certain matter, but yet Job did not come. Do you know what Absalom has then done? Then he has put the fields of Job on fire. And then Job has come and said, Absalom, why hast thou commanded thy servants to put my fields on fire? And then Absalom said, I have sent messengers, and you have not given heed. We may see it aright. Has that ever taken place, congregation, in the past year? Have there been those special moments when you were when we were given to consider our hearts, our lives, our dullness, lukewarmness, prayerlessness, such unthankful creatures, taken so much for granted, sinned in so many ways, and that there were times when the Lord has showered us with blessings, that it truly became a wonder that we says, Oh Lord, for such a one that thou wast sent blessings, that thou wast not sent afflictions, that thou wast spared my whole family circle for some in special ways, that there are no empty places, that there was confession, what is now necessary is the most important. Where have the blessings, where have the trials brought us? Ask you by renewal, has it been a good year for our soul? For each and every one of us, we have come a year closer to that final meeting with our Maker, a year closer to eternity. The old must die. And what about the young? What about the children? They can die. Are you prepared to meet your Maker? To that end, our forethought, the one thing needful, let us first sing. Psalter 174, let us only sing 1 and 2. O all ye peoples, bless our God, aloud proclaim his praise, who safely holds our soul in life and steadfast makes our ways. And what follows, Psalter 174, the stanzas 1 and 2. the Lord's exhortation for Israel to remember. The solemn time, the wonderful blessings, the experienced trials, and now in the fourth place, the one thing needful. We read in our text that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live, that he might make thee know. Possibility declared. We are still in the precious time of grace. And then we need to learn by the work of the Spirit not to minimize the temporal blessings, privilege, when we may be humbled thereunder. But I read in 1 Timothy, we bring nothing into the world, we shall take nothing out. The moment of death, everything comes to an end. Then we are called to appear before our Maker and to give an account in congregation. How terrible it shall be without a God for our heart, a surety for our guilt, and a Savior for our soul. That he might make thee know. Has that taken place in our life? Vividly imprinted upon our souls. The word has come with power by the work of the Spirit. Oh, are there souls? We read of the children of Israel that there was an Elam with those 12 water wells and 70 palm trees. There they were given to drink. They were given to rejoice. Their cup was given to run over. Was a blessed, was an unforgettable time. Have there been souls that had those Elams, precious times, that they might make thee know? That becomes reality at those times, under those circumstances, that there is a blessing, a joy, a rejoicing that exceeds everything here below. I repeat it, and not to minimize it. But oh, that he might make thee know those spiritual matters. And then we read that man doth not live by bread only. We need bread to live. A blessing when we may be humbled thereunder. That still take place family circles. That there are times that you may be given to speak with your children, that they may sense it. That humility, that wonder, that the Lord is so good for a sinful people. But the church learns that the temporal things, bread, many times used as an expression of our temporal blessings. Think of the fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. That the daily things, the temporal blessings, that they cannot give that satisfaction. Oh, with those blessings alone. And then to appear before the Lord to give an account. Do you think about it, congregation? What it shall be if all the blessings and the privileges shall have to rise up against us in the day of judgment, that he might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And concerning that word, that is law and gospel. For the children of Israel, the moral law, but also the ceremonial laws, were those animals. They were daily offered, sacrificed, laid on the burnt the brazen altar of burnt offerings, the blood sprinkled. It pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the bread that has come out of heaven, that thirsty and hungry souls may be fed to everlasting life. And how has it now been with that word? The family circles, the church, law and gospel may be proclaimed. Have there been times, or must you say, congregation, that nothing has happened in this year? Only become harder and another year closer to that never-ending eternity. We read of Gehazi that he was sent by the prophet Elisha to that Shunammite woman with a very pointed question. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? That question that requires an answer in this evening hour before an all-knowing God. Wives, is it well with your husband? Can it be seen, talk, walk, as head of the household, deeply concerned about the souls of the family circle? Husbands, is it well with your dear wife? Can it be seen, walk, confession? Does it still happen that spouses find their spouse in secret places? They come out, can be seen, that they have wept, that they have wept, that they have prayed, that they have begged. Is it well with thee, well with thy husband? Is it well with the child, children, young people? What is your answer in this evening? Has it become well by the grace of God? Have you received a new heart? Children, is it well with father and mother? Can you see that they truly fear the Lord? Can you see that father and mother do not live by temporal blessings alone, but by the precious word of God? A personal question: is it well with thee? When we are still unconverted, then it is not well. May the prayers be multiplied, that the Lord may make it well, while it can yet, and while it may yet. 'Tis only well when the Lord has wrought wonderfully, lovingly, irresistibly, by His Holy Spirit in our hearts. People of God, what are we resting upon? There is only one rest. Much can take place. We have the examples in the Scriptures. There is only one foundation, and that is that precious child that was born in the stable of Bethlehem, who has suffered and who has died, who has paid the price, ascended into heaven, and has prepared those heavenly mansions for His people. For the true child of God, 'tis true, I read in 1 Corinthians 15 that for the church the last enemy is death. For the true child of God, then at the end of another year, they have come a year closer to that final and great deliverance, delivered from self, from the devil, and from the world, and then to be forever with the Lord, to praise Him eternally for His works of providence and of grace. Once more the question, young and old: where is our journey to? May it please the God of all grace to be mindful of us and our dear children in the remaining hours, that He may safely bring us out of the old year into the new year, and that by the work of the Spirit be given to experience, that He might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to bless thy word. May we be given to honestly turning unto ourselves, to examine our hearts, to reflect upon everything that has transpired in the year that has nearly run its course. And may in the remaining hours, may many prayers be sent up to heaven. Oh, remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, for the precious work of thy Spirit, Lord, where that work is missing, may it please thee to begin. Where thou hast begun, may it be furthered, and may it be strengthened. When there is building upon sandy foundations, may it be uncovered, O Lord. Grant then a prayer for one another, O glorify thy great and worthy name, in the midst of us and our children. Wilt thou now safely bring us to our dwellings, grant preparation for the Sabbath day, which will be the beginning of another year, O Lord. Take none of us away. May we be given to meet one another also in thy house. We may acknowledge thee that thou wast yet given a few words to speak. Lord, it all awaits thy blessing. Ah, thou wast promised that by the foolishness of preaching that thou shalt save some. Wilt thou forgive us also of all the sins concerning official duties? And they need to be washed. The precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 247, the sixth stanzas. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home, and what follows, 247, the sixth stanzas. in the year of our Lord, 2022. It has pleased the Lord to take out of the midst of the congregation by the hand of death. On January 13, Mr. Hendrik van Harten, at the age of 80. On June 13, Mr. John Bazoyan, at the age of 82 years. May the Lord remember, uphold, and comfort all the mourning families and sanctify the callings. To that end, let us sing together standing from Psalter 428, the 8th stanza. Remember, Lord, how frail I am, how few my years, and what follows. Psalter 422, the 8th stanza standing. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.